Okay, men, time to be an all-star caregiver. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments, be there emotionally and physically. Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
President Trump lost the election. Joe Biden won the election.
Collectively, Republicans got 1.661 million votes. 51,000 more votes than Trump got.
He exhausted his cases. He exhausted the court challenges.
All the Republicans voted for Trump the way they voted for the assembly candidates. He would have won.
It was not rigged. It was not stolen. Donald Trump lost the election. Joe Biden won the election. It's really clear.
This message was paid for by the People for People People Corporation. Donate online at p4ppc.org.
COVID-19 vaccines are starting to become available across the country. Now is the time to get informed. Get the latest information at getvaccineanswers.org. It's up to you. A message brought to you by the Ad Council and the CDC.
Treat yourself to some Wisco Home Goods natural lotions or sugar scrub in 2022. I'm Don, one of the owners of this family-owned Midwestern business in Madison, Wisconsin. Our natural hand soaps, lotions, and sugar scrubs offer you the luxury you deserve. Wisco Home Goods self-care products come in a variety of scents you're sure to love. So go on, add a little pampering to your daily routine. Order at wiscohomegoods.com. Natural, healthy, nourishing self-care, and more at wiscohomegoods.com.
The Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can join us on the phones at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, just for the record, I have been slapped in the head. Our mutual friend Bob did it. I was driving down the road one night. I almost had to crash the car and kill all of us just to prove a point to
you. He used to mess with you so bad, man, because you would get easily frustrated.
And you're, but I'm driving down the highway.
And you're a terrible driver as it is, so it just exacerbated the whole situation. I'm glad we didn't die.
No one should ever smack the driver in the back of the head going 80 miles per hour down an interstate. Because much like the guy that nearly fell off my desk, I don't know if I ever told you this story about the redheaded guy that was feet on my desk. I smacked him in the back of the head, had a big handprint on his head. I should have been fired, but I wasn't. But anyways, Bobby gave me a similar sort of smack right up in the back of the head. And much like that guy reacted, and that guy had his feet on my desk, so he damn near fell off his chair when I smacked him hard.
Not his feet on your desk. Oh, my.
But I almost, like, turned around mid-driving and, like,
yeah,
I will fight you, right? Man smacks you in the head, gonna be, you know,
escalating
action.
Yes, they are.
And Dominic, I know I tell stories about myself every now and again, but there's at least one political figure that you and even Fancy Brian should want to smack in the back of the head, and he's new Republican gubernatorial candidate Ramjam. Man, he is the belle of the ball. Do you see this guy's getting national press all over the nation?
New York Times over the weekend, man.
Well, he's in Politico. He's in the New York Times. He's in the local papers. And effectively, this guy's entire platform is, let's overturn the last election and arrest those guys.
Right. Yeah, I was just going to say, just so you know, Ramthan.
Ramjam? Yeah.
If you got into an altercation with him, he would not slap you. He would go tell on you and get someone to arrest you instead.
No, he's a tall fellow. I think he was celebrating his glory days. He made his campaign announcement in, like, his old high school gymnasium with Mike Lindell and Mike Flynn on the video screen. But apparently something of a high school basketball player some 40 something years ago. And so he went to the high school gymnasium where, you know, he had his glorious basketball days. Mine less glorious. I mean, I don't know. If I played him one-on-one, I bet I'd give him the old Brad Davidson right in the gut. Ah.
Yeah, he'd bust an ankle trying to do a layup these days, I would imagine. But I digress. Also, last week, the Wisconsin legislature, the assembly, voted unanimously. And Ram Jam, that means every one of them voted against your proposition, against whatever crazy back guano proposals you are trying to put forth. Every Republican, every single Republican. Now, they weren't happy that the Dems, you know, certainly made them go on record, but they went on record, Tim, and they are not with you, Tim. And so if you're going to go down this line, I mean, I love it, man. Divide and conquer that Republican Party. Let them eat themselves. I mean, it may have been Donald Trump that started this. Lindsey Graham articulated it. But this is now that coming to fruition. And good. I mean, at least there's a couple on the January 6th committee. At least there's a few in the assembly who think, yeah, you know, this is not a good idea. Let's not do that. But, I mean, this is also the guy who was on the ballot himself.
Well, here's what Rantham, Ram Jam, as we like to call him, is quoted as saying in the New York Times. You know, and I know he probably thinks it's fake news, but they're quoting him, and I presume this is accurately. Mr. Rantham, I love that the New York Times, it's always Mr. instead of crazy loonball Rantham, it's right. Mr. Rantham.
They're so proper.
Has asserted that if Wisconsin's legislature decertifies the results and rescinds the state's 10 electoral votes, an action with no basis in state or federal law, it could set off a movement that would oust President Biden from office. And then here's the quote from the candidate, your buddy and mine, Ram Jam. We don't wear tinfoil hats. We're not fringe.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not clear that he is. Now, when you talk about the party infrastructure and the assembly votes.
Yes.
Now, first and foremost, did Janelle Branchen, did she abstain from voting? Because she's with Rantham on this. As are the members of her committee, I suspect, although the rules committee, Steinicke heads, doesn't want any part of this, let's decertify the election. But Janelle Branchen, who heads up the Assembly Elections Committee, she's been right there with him at every step. I find it hard to believe she voted against her colleague.
That's an interesting point. Again, the reporting was unanimous. So either she was not there and abstained or whatever, but it was
present.
Every Republican.
So, you know, it would seem, you know, and we'd like to think, well, there's some sanity in the Republican Party. At least they haven't gone off the rails with this guy. But you're talking about the rank and file that are under the thumb of Robin Voss. And Robin Voss is the very same assembly leader Republican that took away the singular staffer working for Rantham, right? Had to do a conservative GoFundMe to try and send the guy home with Bush Light and some victuals. But anyways, here's my point. If 6 out of 7 Republicans believe that Joe Biden is not the legitimate president, that's a lot of Republicans. And here's my thought. Rantham is reflective of the grassroots of the party. I mean, think about the Nicholson, the Senate race back in 2018. Leah Vukmer, who was the candidate, your girlfriend, Leah Vukmer, the candidate of the party, she only won one media market. That was the Milwaukee media market. That's where right-wing talk radio has its greatest influence. 6 other media markets around the state. The other guy, Nicholson, won, right?
Yes.
And we're seeing a similar dynamic, although Nicholson and Rantham could split up the fringe vote, and Rebecca Clayfish could, you know, keyhole her way back through with the party support. But she's an outsider right now. You know, the outsiders are controlling the party, and I consider the MAGA-loving, let's overturn the 2020 election sorts You'd like to think they're the outsiders, but they reflect the base.
Until they vote all the fringe people in, they don't control the party. Robin Voss controls that assembly, and they all voted unanimously against Ram Jam's proposal.
They only get one vote each in the fall. More Devils. We'll be back.
I don't like you because you're dangerous.
I want somebody's butt. I want it now. I got it.
Listen to him, man. He's just crazy enough to do it.